Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Love Poems of John Donne, narrated by Edward Herman. This performance is copyrighted 1990 by Recorded Books, Incorporated. John Donne was born in Bread Street, London, in 1572. He was the third of six children, the son of John, a well-to-do ironmonger, and his wife Elizabeth. At this time, Elizabeth I was Queen of England, and in this same year was the St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre, the slaying of Protestants in Paris. Instigated by Catherine de' Medici, this bloodbath horrified Protestant countries and solidified Protestant opposition to the crown within France. Donne's mother was a lifelong Catholic and a great niece of Sir Thomas More. There was a family tradition of reverence for More and of suffering for the Catholic faith under Elizabeth. Donne began university studies at age 14 at Hart Hall, Oxford, in 1584, and left in 1588 without a degree. 3 years later, he entered Thavies Inn as a law student, and in the following year continued his studies at Lincoln's Inn. Donne's years in London were wild and rakish ones, and especially exciting because this was a time when a flowering of literary genius was taking place, the heyday of Shakespeare, Ben Jonson, Christopher Marlowe, and Francis Bacon. This was the beginning of John Donne's most productive period of poetic writing, when most of his love poetry was written. And now, the love poems of John Donne.
The Bait. Come live with me and be my love, and we will some new pleasures prove of golden sands and crystal brooks with silken lines and silver hooks. There will the river whispering run, warmed by thy eyes more than the sun. And there the enamored fish will stay, begging themselves they may betray. When thou wilt swim in that live bath, each fish which every channel hath will amorously to thee swim, gladder to catch thee than thou him. If thou to be so seen be'st loth, by sun or moon thou darkenest both. And if myself have leave to see, I need not their light, having thee. Let others freeze with angling reeds, and cut their legs with shells and weeds, or treacherously poor fish beset with strangling snare or windowy net. Let coarse bold hands from slimy nest the bedded fish in banks outrest, or curious traitors, sleeve silk flies, bewitch poor fish's wandering eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?